Happy Labor Day, and thank you so much for downloading the Be Our Guest podcast. Today's episode of the show brought to you by the folks who work hard each and every day. They don't take Labor Day off. They're over at touringplans.com. They're working hard to make sure that you are not standing in lines and that you are seeing the most amount of attractions possible on your next Walt Disney World or Disneyland vacation. They want to make you the superhero of your family. You're going to steer clear of the lines. You're going to go right around them while the other folks stand there, you know, for 45, 60, 75 minutes for an attraction. You know, because of the information you get on your premium subscription to touringplans.com, that if I come back around here in a couple hours, that line's going to be 12 minutes long. You have great information. It's going to make your next vacation that much better. Check them out today. Support the folks who support us over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 907 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. A very happy Labor Day weekend to you. Hopefully here on a Monday, you are taking it easy and doing a little grilling here in the United States and enjoying that Monday off for all the hard work you've done over the past 12 months. So sit back and enjoy this last, you know, sips of summer here. And I know that we have a great guest on the show today where it seems like it's summer pretty much all year round, almost. And it's one of my favorite cities actually to visit. And we have April joining us today from down in lovely Houston, Texas. How's it going, April?
Hey, doing great, Mike. Thanks.
Glad to have you. And the Astros are having quite the season this year. I got to say that.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not very big. I'm not a very big sports fan, so I hate to say. But yeah, I've heard they're doing great.
Yeah, they are. I know my good friend Jimmy lives down there, and he's in New Braunfels, and I have my good friend Melanie down there sent me an Astros hat this year, so I wear that proudly. Now that they're not our rivals, you know, they used to be in our division here in St. Louis with the Cardinals, and now that we're not playing against each other, we're in different leagues, I'm all in on Houston. Because, you know, obviously the space connection, I love space. Got to tour the Johnson Space Center one time, and it was one of the highlights of my life. Very, very cool city.
Oh, yes, we love it.
All right, so we're not here to talk about space, nor Houston, nor Texas tourism, but we're going to talk about Walt Disney World. And we have kind of an interesting show today, and it's kind of fun because it's Labor Day. People are laid back. Maybe you're listening to this on Tuesday because you have the day off. But, you know, we're going to talk about kind of a different aspect of a Walt Disney World vacation where sometimes the real world does sneak into our Disney vacations. Like it or not, it happens. And April, you emailed me about this, you know, a few months back. And what's the angle we're going to do to kind of, you know, inform our listeners to maybe be more well prepared for their next vacation?
Yeah, well, I have done tons of research on Disney. I just absolutely love trip planning, and especially Disney trips. They're my most favorite, of course. So I have read lots of articles and lots of research, and I listen to podcasts, and of course, you guys are my favorite. And, you know, lots of information on planning this trip, and it was all going great, and everything went wonderful up until we got there. And the one thing that I had not found in any of my research was, what do you do when your kid gets sick at Disney World? And I'm not talking just, you know, oh, they have a fever, give them some Tylenol and move on. I'm talking sick enough to see a doctor. And so that's exactly what happened to Ed. And we got there on, well, I should start off by saying that before we went, probably about 2 weeks before we left, our daughter came down with strep throat. I have a six-year-old and I have an 11-year-old daughter. Six-year-old is sick. So got her on antibiotics, got her over the strep throat, thought everything was great, and we went on with our trip. So we got there and we stayed at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, and everything went great with the check-in. We went to the kids got to go to the pool while I got to go to the culinary tour of Boma and Chico. And it was a great first day. We got there and just had a really good first day. Everything was going great according to plan and all that. So then the next morning, I had set our alarm for pretty early. Wanted to get up and go to Epcot that first day. So we set it for probably about 6:30 or so, if you could get up and have enough time to, you know, have some breakfast and get on the bus, head over there and be there at park opening. And I hear a little bit before my alarm goes off, I hear my daughter saying, And she talks in her sleep, and most of the time it's pretty funny. But this time I could tell something was wrong. She was saying something like, "But do we get to go back to Disney World? I want to go back to Disney World." And then she started crying. And so I got up to comfort her. And when I felt her, she was just burning up. And I said, "Oh, my goodness, she's got a fever." So I went and grabbed a thermometer and checked it. It was 102. I mean, this was not, a little mild fever. This was like, she was shaking all over. She was just, you could tell she was just feeling really awful. So by that point, the alarm goes off, and my husband, Anthony, and my other daughter, Alyssa, are pretty much awake from all the commotion going on. And, I'm thinking, okay, what do we do? We got a little sick one here. Do we stay in the room? Do we hope that, give her some Tylenol and hope she feels better in a little bit and head on to the park? What do we do? So my husband says, okay, here's what we'll do. He's kind of the level-headed one in all his situations like that. So he said, how about if we give her some Tylenol, just kind of see how she feels in a little bit. You go ahead and get up, get dressed, get ready to go, move on with your plan as you were anticipating doing. Take Alyssa to the park with you, if Audrey's not feeling better in a little bit. And so that's exactly what we did. I got up, Alyssa got up, we got dressed, we got ready to go. I kind of sort of urging Audrey on to maybe feel better and hoping the Tylenol would hurry up and kick in. Come on, feel better. And she just wasn't. She was just still shaking all over. She was saying her tummy hurt and she just was not looking good. And I thought, oh my goodness, maybe she picked up a stomach bug or something and, swimming in the pool the night before or on the plane. You never know. You just, all this stuff goes through your head when your kids are getting sick. She just wasn't feeling good. So we went on to the park, Alyssa and I did. She started moving once the Tylenol kicked in. She started moving, and she was able to get up and get dressed. I could tell she wasn't feeling too good, but she kind of wanted to go along. She was, we're at Disney World. She wanted to go to the park and have some fun. So we got on the bus and headed on over there. The whole time on the bus, though, I was sitting there holding her, and she was, like, turning green. I mean, she was just looking like she was going to lose it any second. Yeah. The bus was packed full of people.
Of course.
People were standing in front of us. Yeah. People were standing in front of us. There were little kids right there sort of, like, at her level, in her face almost. And I'm just thinking, oh, gosh, please don't be sick. Please don't be sick. I'm just praying all the way there. She's not going to, be sick on everybody. So we made it to the park, got off the bus, went to baggage check, got to the gate. And she was okay. She was just kind of taking it all in, looking around and everything. But you can tell. You can look in their eyes and just tell they're not feeling good. And her fever was just not. I mean, it had gone down some, but it just wasn't going down enough to where she could really function. And so my husband said, I'll tell you what, we're just going to go on back to the room because she just needs to sleep this off. Maybe in several hours after she's had a good nap, and hopefully she'll wake up and feel better, and we'll just meet you guys back at Epcot and hopefully have dinner maybe in the World Showcase or something. So I was like, okay, I hate that, I'm usually the one that takes care of my kids when they get sick because, daddy's at work, I'm stay-at-home mom, and I typically am the one there for them. So I thought, I should be the one going back to the room with her, not you. And he said, no, you've worked so hard on this trip, and, you've got plans, and Alyssa still wants to have some fun, and you stay here and have some fun, the two of you, and I'll take her back to the room, don't worry. So that's what happened. My older daughter and I went on to our first stop with Test Track. So we went on and got in line. There was like a 15-minute wait. Well, after we'd been in line for about 5 minutes, my husband sends me a text and says, well, we were standing here waiting for the bus to come, and someone says, oh, buses don't pick people up this early. They only drop people off. Yeah. So he said, and I looked down, and she says, I feel better.
Oh, no.
All of a sudden, I guess her fever had dropped enough to where she finally felt like she could function. So he said, I think we're going to come on back into the park and give us a try, see how it goes. So he did. They went to Test Drive. She wanted to ride it, and they were in line way behind us. So Alyssa and I rode it first, and he and Audrey got on the ride and did it, and she had fun and it was fine. And so we tried to go on with the day, but after about an hour or so, we could really tell that she wasn't going to hang. So I'd give her a little bit more medicine and try to keep that fever down and all that. But, you know, she just, after about, like I said, an hour, maybe two, she was crashing. So at that point, he was able to get on the bus and take her back to the room. So he let her sleep for a while. And later on that evening, I get a phone call from him, and he says, "Well, I think she's going to need to see a doctor." Mm. I thought, oh my goodness, see a doctor? What are we going to do about that? How in the world do you see a doctor at Disney World? I mean, where do we take her? What do we do?
Yeah, exactly.
I've never heard about doing that. So he says, let me go talk to the front desk. Let me call the front desk and see what they suggest. So there were actually two places that they suggested. One was an urgent medical care facility that was nearby, and they offered complimentary transportation. They could come to the resort and pick you up and take you there. And then there was another place called the medical concierge. And that place has doctors that will actually come to you at your resort. Hmm. So he says, actually this lady at the desk called the urgent medical care facility to see what the wait looked like at that time. And she says, okay, well, they say that the wait is going to be quite a long time. It could be 2 hours or so. So that meant that, you know, it's kind of, I guess, like an emergency room type deal where you go and you just sit and wait to be seen. So he says, okay, let's try the medical concierge, because all she wanted to do was sleep. He said, at least that way, you know, she can sleep in her bed in the room. I can order some room service. We could maybe try to eat a bite and just sort of relax in the comfort of our room while we wait for the doctor to get there. So that's exactly what happened. A couple of hours after they made the call, a doctor showed up to the room and gave her a full complete exam, did tests, ran different little tests that, you know, they're able to do there in the room. Did a flu test, just all kinds of things to see what might be wrong. They looked at her throat and said, well, you know, it could be that her strep throat just hadn't, you know, didn't clear up all the way with the antibiotics. But they couldn't run a test on strep because she had been on antibiotics, so it would have come back negative or whatever. So anyway, he gave her a prescription, or gave my husband a prescription, and said, just hang on to this. If she starts complaining of a sore throat, then you can get it filled. And then the doctor gave my husband a card for a place called Turner Drugs. And that place is on their card, it actually says Tourist Prescription Service.
Yeah.
And they will actually deliver it to the room. So if you needed your prescription filled, then you could call them and have it delivered to the room there as well. So, you know, all in all, it's a pretty amazing situation. If that happens, of course, it's unfortunate, but knowing that people are there to take care of you or take care of your child, and you don't even have to lift a finger, pretty much. Just give them a call, and they're there. And like I said, the lady at the front desk even did all the calling for my husband. He didn't even have to do that, so they arranged everything for us. And then the doctor came and took care of her there in the room and gave her medicine, whatever she needed. So that was very helpful. And so anyway, we went on. My older daughter and I stayed at Epcot a while longer, and then finally made it back to the room a little later than I had anticipated. So I felt pretty bad for my husband. He had been held captive all day in the room. But, you know, she woke up the next day, and he did not get the prescription filled that night. I think it wasn't until the next morning that he decided that he'd go ahead and get it filled, because she was complaining of a sore throat. And but we ended up using a Walgreens instead of the place that delivers to our room, because we already use Walgreens. So they had all of our information and everything in the system. So he caught a taxi and went down and got the medication and came back and had her antibiotics and all that in hand. So but yeah, she was pretty sick for at least 2 full days and really could not enjoy the parks. And, you know, he got her up. I think it was the next day he got her up, and we were finally able to do some things together at Hollywood Studios. By the third day, she was finally feeling well enough to, that was our Magic Kingdom day. And I was just so glad that I had ended up planning our trip the way that I did, because if the Magic Kingdom day had been the first day, that would have been so awful, because she had so many fun things that she was looking forward to doing. at Magic Kingdom, and we've been to Disney World several times, so she knew what to expect. She knew what was there, and had never done Zippity Boppity Boutique. That was going to be her first time to do that, and had not met Anna and Elsa, and I was able to score fast passes on for them before our trip, so she was super excited about that, you know, and all these wonderful things she was wanting to do before she got sick.
Yeah, it's one of those things, though, that, you know, it sounds like, you know, as I'm hearing like you are in a pickle because, you know, as a parent, mm-hmm. especially when you have two kids, you know, because the second, you know, the healthy child is being impacted by this as well, because, you know, they've looked forward to the trip forever and they want to, you know, they have this in their mind's eye, how awesome it is. You're at Walt Disney World. This is the big vacation.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it comes to a screeching halt for the, you know, healthy child. But, you know, the sick child wants to get out there because, you know, I've been the same way, you know, Mallory Page at some points of, not felt well. We give them Tylenol. And the thing is, Tylenol masks it for a couple hours a lot of times. They bounce back. They look like they're going to be okay. And then, you know, I think it comes back twice as hard when the Tylenol starts wearing off. So everybody in the family wants to, you know, save the vacation. You're just such in a tough position when this comes up.
For sure. Yeah, I know. And, you know, you normally when you're at home, you just kind of let them sleep it off. And like you said, mask it with Tylenol or ibuprofen for a while, see how that goes, and hope that they'll kind of bounce back. And typically, you know, my kids don't ever really get too, too sick, but, you know, being on vacation, you just don't know. And I mean, when you're kind of in a pickle, like you said, with not knowing where to go, what to do or who to call, or if you do need a doctor, you kind of go into a panic mode. And that's sort of what we did on that first day. And, you know, normally I kind of would wait if I was at home, and I would wait until the next day or so, maybe to take her to the doctor. If her fever wasn't going down, just like it wasn't going down, you know, when we were there. So, but yeah, I'm just so glad that services like that are available. And like I said, I had no idea they even existed. I mean, it's logical that they would be there, you know, especially in a place that, you know, is there for kids, is a place where lots and lots of kids go. And, you know, so you would hope you could find somebody when you are kind of stressed and panicked about what do we do. And yeah, they turned out a lot better than we expected as far as that goes.
Yeah.
Like I said, she was sick for several days and pretty much, you know, basically missed the whole trip. So I'm telling my husband, okay, we need a do-over.
Yeah, no kidding. No doubt. I mean, it's like you had the best laid plans and then all of a sudden this pops up out of everybody's control. So did you guys, did you have a do-over?
And not yet.
Not yet.
We have something planned there, okay. I think, sort of in the works for possibly next spring break. So, yeah, I think we'll get back there pretty soon and get to do it all over again. So hopefully not with the sick part going on.
Yeah, exactly. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But, you know, as I think about this, you know, as large as the resorts are, you know, I mean, if you think about a resort like the size of a Pop Century or a resort the size of like the Contemporary, you know, any of them, you know, Walt Disney resorts are huge. I would imagine that this, you know, that the concierge, you know, person makes this kind of a call probably multiple times per day, just the statistics of families being there. So to them, they're probably well versed in what to do immediately, who to call and get these things taken care of, where it's very unique if you ever get in that situation, because, you know, we've been down there many, many times and, you know, knock on wood, we've had our days where we haven't felt real hot, but we haven't, you know, had anything this severe. But like you said, I mean, when it's your kid, you know, it doesn't matter that they've had to do this 38 times before this week. You just want to make sure it's handled well. And it sounds like you had a positive experience with a, you know, kind of a negative situation.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, you know, the one thing that I do regret not doing, and then I would definitely recommend that people do, is get trip insurance.
Yes.
I typically do. However, this time was sort of a unique situation. We rented DVC points. And I had never done that before, so we did a lot of research on that and decided to take the dive and try it out. So we did it, but one of the things that you don't have at your access at the time of booking is trip insurance, you know, purchasing that. So you'd have to do that separately, you know, whereas if you're booking a package through Disney, it's just sort of all there. It's just like, oh, sure, add the trip insurance, go for it, click, yes, there you go. But this time it would have just taken extra research and all that and going through a company that I wasn't familiar with and looking into that and all that. So I just kind of decided, you know, let's just go for it. Nothing's happened in the past. But, you know, since it did happen, we ended up with kind of a pretty large expense that we weren't expecting. And we have tried to send paperwork into our insurance company, and turns out that the documents are sort of unreadable. So they're having trouble back, asking for better copies and whatnot. So that's sort of been a hassle, but we're still working on that. But anyway, yeah, definitely get trip insurance because that would have helped quite a bit.
Well, man, that's great. That's great advice. I mean, not, you know, there's multiple other reasons why to have it. Just, you know, like I say, you know, I think the best thing with trip insurance is just from the time you book the trip, you have peace of mind. You're not like, you know, I'm rolling the dice here, you know, because like you're that way until you leave. I mean, because I'll tell you, I travel without trip insurance sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes. Mm-hmm. And when I do, you know, I'm always like, oh, man, I'm just tempting fate here. You know, and it's like I'm a lot of times I'm unlucky. I'm very lucky in life. I can give you that. But there's always a few times where I've, you know, come up short. So, yeah, it's like you're playing against, you know, like house money. So you're just nervous. So let me ask you this, though, because this did happen right at the beginning of the trip. Tell me that, because I didn't hear how long the trip was. I mean, was there like a little bit of a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, or was this something that held on the entire trip?
Yeah, no. So we got there on a Sunday, and we ended up, it was a 5-night, 4-day trip. So we had 4 days in the park. And then actually the last day on Friday, we ended up taking a later flight. I had booked a later flight. So when I purchased our tickets, I purchased through a company, I don't know if I can say the name of, but they offered a 6-day for free. And so I went ahead and took it to a well-known company for ordering tickets online. So it was buy 4 days, get the 5th day for free. So I thought, well, you know, if we don't end up using that 5th day, at least we're not, there's no money out of our pocket that way. So I talked to the kids about it and I said, yeah, let's go to the Magic Kingdom on our last day. And we had talked about it before the trip, so I had time to book fast passes and stuff for that morning and get a few things planned for that day before we had to head out and come back home. And that was the most awesome day ever. I mean, you know, after everything we had gone through all week, by Thursday, she was feeling pretty well. She was able to make it through the whole day. We went to Animal Kingdom, so it was sort of a more laid-back day. We didn't have to get up super early and, you know, stay real late or anything, so... We did that and had a really good day. And she was feeling good for most of the day. And we even ended up going to Downtown Disney for a little while after that, had some dinner out there, and then came back to the resort and kind of hit the bed early. So then, of course, Friday morning woke up feeling almost 100%. So thanks, last day. We were so glad because we got to go to the Magic Kingdom again and just ended the day on a really positive note because we got to see Mickey in Town Square, and the kids just thought that was so awesome. You know, he's the real Mickey, you know, because he talks. So, and that was just the perfect way to end our trip and just sort of made all the rest of everything that we went through, you know, at least tolerable, I guess. or looking back on it, we can say we ended up having a good trip. So, yeah, it did end on a good note.
That's good to hear. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, and we hear this time and time again, and I've had this personal experience, when you have like that extra half of a day or the day where you had nothing planned, the thing, you know, the day that was unexpected, like this, we were going to do this, but we had to change plans and do something totally off the books we weren't expecting. So many times that ends up being the best time of the trip. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because there's no pressure, no expectations. Yeah. But for you guys, it was like, you know what, let's, I think it's also a mindset. You guys seem like you definitely have, you know, let's make the best of a bad situation. Let's make some memories here while we're here. And, you know, you were lucky to have that extra day on the tickets and took full advantage of it. You know, I'm glad to hear that it turned out, you know, it wasn't a great trip, but it was, you made the best out of it. And I think that's what's the most important lesson to be learned today.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, it's been a great show. Now, you know, it's not like, you know, a lot of times we have like all these, you know, great once in a lifetime memory break, you know, memory shows and stuff like that. But I think everybody could learn a little bit today. And it's, you know what, I was thinking also, too, it was probably a big help to you guys that you were at a deluxe resort. You know, this would have been a little bit tougher staying at, you know, a value with, you know, really tight quarters. And I'm sure when you called in room service that night, you know, that wouldn't have been possible at Pop Century. You might have been able to order pizza, you know. It's just one of those things. The better accommodations, probably the better, you know, when something like this happens and you got to be quarantined to the room for a little bit, you know, I bet you're thankful for some nice accommodations.
Right. Definitely.
All right. Well, April, thanks so much. We appreciate it. And health, you know, let's have a healthy fall and winter here and a healthy 2016 for the family.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right. Don't forget today's episode brought to you, as always, by the good folks over at touringplans.com. The next time you're headed down to Walt Disney World or out to Disneyland Resort, you want to get around the lines and see the most amount of attractions possible. And you can do that with a touringplans.com premium subscription. You'll have up-to-the-minute wait times right there on your smartphone. You can even pick the attractions you are most interested in and optimize those. There's an optimize button, and it'll tell you, using the data right then in the parks, the best way to see those attractions with the least amount of wait. Check them out today. Support the folks who support us. They're over at touringplans.com. Don't forget, the next Be Our Guest Podcast live show comes your way this coming Sunday. We're doing it a week early here in September, because that's right, I have to go to family weekend out at Mizzou on the third weekend. So we're going to do it this Sunday, September 13th, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. We want you to be a part of the show, so join us over on MagicalMouseRadio.com. Don't forget, MagicalMouseRadio.com plays the best mix of Walt Disney World in-park audio and music. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we're there when you're homesick for Walt Disney World at MagicalMouseRadio.com. Give us a follow on Twitter. We're at Be Our Guest Mike. We're on Facebook at Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. All right, we're going to get out of here and let you enjoy that Labor Day. Take it easy. Don't lift a finger unless it's to flip the dogs and the burgers on the grill, because we need to enjoy this last unofficial weekend of summer. So for April, I'm Mike, wishing you a very happy Labor Day. Enjoy those friends and family, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.